Senator Vincent Gregory. He covers the Southfield areas where, as well as neighboring communities there. Senator, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. Wanted to get your take on the 48-month welfare cap that cleared the Senate.
Yeah, well, obviously, the Democrats voted against it. We were very disappointed that this cap actually went into effect because of our unemployment rate in the state of Michigan right now. There will be so many people that will be affected by this. And October 1st, we anticipate 12,000 people, families, will lose their independent grants on October 1st.
From your perspective, how long should people have the opportunity to stay on welfare?
Well, Tony, that's a good question. And my belief is that we actually should leave the program we have right now in place until our unemployment rate goes down to at least the national average. Right now, we're like fifth in the nation as far as unemployment rate. We're very high, and there are no jobs. Jobs are very difficult to come by. And until we have the ability for our residents to be able to get these jobs, I think we should keep it in place.
The Senate on Wednesday put a lifetime cap on recipients of 48 months, a move that would immediately affect, as you mentioned, 12,600 families statewide. The cap would be retroactive, and so families would begin to lose these payments starting October 1, and you get that challenge where we don't have the money to pay for it, but there's a lot of folks out there who say if you can't get it together in 4 years, you don't deserve to have taxpayer dollars. So how would you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that we also have to look at these families. A lot of these families have kids. There's with all these families, 12,000, there's 20,000 children that will also be harmed by this. They will be pushed out. And my view is, what did these children do wrong? Their parents lose these benefits. These children will now be suffering from the parents will have difficulty in purchasing food. They'll have difficulty with their housing, with their education. How will these kids, what are these kids supposed to do? Even though I understand that where some residents say that, but, you know, this was created because of the hole in the budget, because of the deficit spending and the hole in the budget, and part of it because of the business tax, and given the eliminating of the business tax. Had we slowed down on that, we would not be in such a dire straits as we are now with these people that need the help at this time right now.
All right, Senator Gregory, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity.